to the Speaking Real Estate Podcast. Now for our host, Anthony Tai.
And today we are back again with Nathaniel Epstein. Right, today he's actually a candidate for the Orange County Tax Assessor's Office. Thanks for being here again.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right, for first things first, what is the OC Tax Assessor and what does that person do?
So the assessor is responsible for valuing all the property in the county for tax purposes. So about twice a year, people get mail from the assessor's office for their property tax values. And the office doesn't actually collect the tax. They just say, this is what you have to pay. Then it goes to the auditor controller's office. But the main responsibility is making sure that every piece of property is valued in Orange County, because that's how you get money to local government, schools, libraries, and everything. So it's really important. They play a really important role for the county.
So it's different than actually the tax collector, correct?
Correct. Yeah, they set the value. They tell you what you pay, but they don't actually collect it. So they don't actually control the flow of money in.
Okay, so it's more of a big billing, a tax bill, essentially.
Yeah. I mean, they set out the tax bill for the county because they take a look at your home, see how much it's worth, and then that's the property tax. And that's what it's roughly in Orange County, average a little bit over 1% for your property. So we set the value, then you get the tax bill from the other office.
Let's say you win, I would get a bill from Nathaniel.
Yeah, my name would be on the UDP. Oh, God, that guy.
that guy again. Yeah. He wants another bill. He wants my money.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I guess the next question would be, why are you running?
I'm running because during my time as an estate planning attorney, I transferred over 500 properties. And so I have the experience working with assessor's office, not only in Orange County, but LA and some other counties in the state. And there's some issues with the current assessor's office, and I want to make sure that we have a new generation of leadership and vision in the office. And it's something that we need to do because properties are being overassessed. People aren't getting their refunds back in time. And then the office is short staffed and money's not going out to the community like it should be, because there's not enough people processing the appeals in the office. That's one of the reasons why I want to run. And it's just, I've had this experience with the office for all the time I was working at a estate planning firm. So it's just something I know about and something I want to hopefully make a difference and change.
I see. Hey, I hope to help you do. Now, let me ask you a question. You said appeals. What would you appeal with tax?
So one of the things you would appeal is at least in my practice, is very common when parents transfer property to their kids. Mm-hmm. And so if you don't fill out the proper paperwork or provide the proper information, the assessor's office will reassess you to the current value. And they'll tell you to pay the new tax bill, or else you're going to be penalized for paying it late. And then if you want to appeal it, you can. But traditionally, it takes about 3 to 6 months to appeal and get your money back. So if you have a value property that was maybe $100,000 when it was bought, and it's now worth $800,000, that's a huge tax increase that you have to pay pretty much right away. And that's money that's out of your pocket that you can't get back for a few months. And unfortunately, people don't really know that they could appeal it, or maybe they didn't send the right form or fill it out correctly. And that's why they're being reassessed. So you want to appeal that so you get your money back and you set the right property tax value.
So it's safe to say that you're trying to save taxpayers, homeowners, money.
Yeah. You want to save them money. You want to make sure that the office is efficient, that it doesn't, if they do have to appeal, that it doesn't take so long, and make sure that, hey, maybe they just need to check the right box on the form or send in a copy of their trust. And that's something that we could request without automatically reassessing them, because that it could be a huge hit on a family.
Yeah. It's I've seen a lot of my clients go through that. I've helped them through the process. And I personally didn't know there was an appeals process until I got into the industry. On the topic of reassessments, that's something I do have to talk to my clients about. Oftentimes, they're not even selling a house, but an old client or potentially a referral would ask me, hey, what should I do here? And I tell them, well, if you add an addition, you may face a reassessment because you're adding square footage to the house, et cetera, et cetera. Does a reassessment fall into the realm of the assessor, of the Orange County assessor? How do you feel about that?
Yeah, it does. So properties reassess when you add an addition you change ownership. And so, I mean, there's a process that you go through, especially when you change in ownership. I mean, there's a lot of forms that you fill out. And if anyone's familiar with the whole escrow process or buying a house, there's a million signatures yes. and disclosures you have to sign. But it's something that, of course, you have these two competing
interests.
Yeah, you want the assessor's office wants the money to come in. Mm-hmm. But as a someone representing like a client or you want to save the money. Mm-hmm. So that's something that comes up because this is something I talked about earlier is that the assessor's office, the culture is to reassess. Mm-hmm. They want their money. They want to basically not threaten you, but tell you, hey, you got to pay this or we're going to penalize you. Mm-hmm. And that's unfortunate because then people are afraid of or they can't leave their homes. And that's the problem because either they're going to be they're afraid of being taxed out or they can't move to a new home because their taxes are going to go up so much. So it's just something that that's a struggle between the assessor's office and also the community. And that's something that I'd like to address by hopefully making the office more accessible and then also changing that culture of automatic reassessment when all we need is a little bit of information and we could actually be out there helping homeowners from, I mean, homes in Orange County are already as expensive as they are. So we want to help them as much as possible.
So it sounds like you're fighting for the little guy.
Yeah, of course. I mean, I've had this experience of working with assessor's office and the current assessor has been there for a term now. And I think that the office can do a little bit of a better job making sure that the homeowners and residents of Orange County are being taken care of.
That's as a owner myself, and I think I speak for a lot of everyone listening, it's kind of nice to have someone that's looking out for us.
Of course. And that's how I want to do it. I want to make sure that I'm out there. And if elected, I'm not just going to be the name on the bill that you get twice a year. I want to be out there. And so that if you have questions, you could come to me, you could email my office and have just a voice in local government as well that you could come to and that you have access to. And that's, I think that would be really important and that'd be very helpful for the citizens and residential homeowners.
It would be because I think tax is such a mystery to everyone. And most people just receive a tax bill and they don't know what kind of goes into it. I know because this is my industry, but most people don't. And one of the most important things about a bill is the deadline. When I was in real estate school, they taught us no darn fooling around. NDFA. Or November, December, February, and April. That is when your taxes are due and delinquent. Are there any important events, dates coming up for the tax assessor or the campaign?
Yeah, for the campaign, the election date is June 5. Another important date that's coming up actually in the next week or two is it's May 7th. That's when vote by mail ballots are delivered to people's homes. So I know a lot of people don't actually like going to the ballot box to vote or they just don't have time. So they vote by mail or absentee ballot is what it used to be called. So we get those vote by mails May 7th, turn them in. Look for my name, Nathaniel Fernandez Epstein for Orange County Assessor. You could check out my website at epsteinforoc.com or you could send me an email. All my information is on my website. So again, it's May 7th for vote by mail and June 5th, the actual election day.
And the website, was it Epstein for the number four?
Yeah. Okay. Epstein, the number four, OC.com.
So for more information for Nathaniel, you can find that website. And feel free to reach out. It'll be in the show notes. And hey, Nathaniel, thank you so much again for coming out.
Yep. Thank you for having me.